You doing alright today?
You sure?
Yeah, I just woke up.
He's not gonna work in this weather. Okay. So I want to discuss a couple things with you. First off, before you moved here, you were living in your car, and you were running around doing stuff for me and not making any car payments.
Yeah.
Correct? Since you moved in, do you feel like because you're close here, you're doing more running around, and that's frustrating you?
It's not frustrating. They're frustrating. Those people.
Austin and the twins, they're the ones frustrating you.
Well, and Kelly, and I...
Kelly?
Yeah.
She's still calling?
Not since the other day. But, it's just... The more I am here, the less I'm out there making money.
All right, so you have a problem. This is a problem for you. I don't want to be the source of that problem. So let's solve it. Okay. So Kelly, you came to me prior to you asking me. I didn't know. Now 2 months ago, 3 months ago, when she was contemplating working here for that week, I said help her out, but that was it. And then like 2 months later, you come to me and say Kelly. And I'm like, no. If Kelly wants you to take her somewhere, then she has to pay you. Right? And then that's probably ended that, I'm assuming.
Well, no, it didn't. She paid me the day that she paid me $40 that day that I put all that stuff in the house.
Yeah.
That day.
Because you did a lot of work that day. Yeah.
And then the day that I took the stuff out and took it back, she took me to dinner.
Okay. Form of compensation, whatever.
Yeah.
I guess my point, though, is I am not telling you that you need to transport her for free. If I needed her to come in to do something here, maybe I would, but I haven't needed that. Mm-hmm. So her as a point of frustration for you should not be. She should be off the radar. And if she is, then you just have to tell her to leave you alone.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll do the same because I'm not aware. And she hasn't come to me and asked me anything about you. Because if she does, I'm going to say, you're not working here. So, you know, if you need transportation, you got to pay him. That's the way it is. Mm-hmm. You know, outside of an initial, like the lady with the baby, okay? Mm-hmm. You know, she can't make her payments, but she's coming back to get her car next week. Okay, so she's got some personal problems. So to try to help her out, you know, but you were doing that before.
Yeah.
Taking people here, there, correct?
I don't mind that.
So that's not frustrating you.
Look, to come to get the car or take the car, get the car fixed. I don't mind that.
Okay.
During dinner time, and they don't appreciate it. I mean, they don't.
So your point of frustration is Austin and the twins
expecting it.
Expecting.
Like, look at the sick car. They don't even knock the dirt off their feet to get in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Austin has got dirt all across the back seat where he sits. He don't even knock himself off.
All right. So, let's talk about how we can solve this point of frustration for you. So, obviously, you know I got various projects that they come and work on.
Yeah.
That I can't do the work that they can because they're half my age or, you know, way younger than me and you, whatever. So they're cheap labor.
Mm-hmm.
So if I need to compensate you more than I have, in my mind, where you're living here has nothing to do with any of that. It's all tied to the car. I want to separate the two. I don't want you thinking I'm letting you live here for all that. It's two different things. It's about the car and our relationship with that. And me feeding you people like my sister-in-law to drive and other customers who do pay you.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
So yeah. Your sister-in-law did.
Yeah. And then the lady in Orlando got paid twice there. And whoever where there's opportunities, I get you paid business. Okay. When it comes to the guys, I need to start paying you. I think I need to start paying you for that. to alleviate, I think some financial consideration would help alleviate the frustration. Yes? Mm-hmm. Yes? Mm-hmm. Okay. So what do you think a fair amount would be?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I mean, what would make you happy?
Working dinner. So the hours, like me picking them up and bringing them, and then I have to take them back, and I can go to work. Or
okay, longer, but in lieu of going to work, or coming back to take them home for that.
2 days ago, I made $30 while they was here working.
Yeah. And you're so that, what are you saying?
I made 30, I could have made more.
So if we were to say on an average weekly basis, if I offset that by giving you a certain amount of money for fuel and time and, you know, mm-hmm. give me a number you think that would be. Because I can start getting them. Like I was going to go get Connor until it started raining. Okay, and I got Alex yesterday, so
he told me.
So I can do some of that to alleviate because they're so close, right? Mm-hmm. But taking them home is going to be tough because most days I'm.
You got to pick up your daughter.
Yeah, I got things going on and pack it, you know. Mm-hmm. So trying to change the when they leave isn't necessarily going to be conducive. But me picking them up, at least in the middle of the day for the twins, I can start doing that. Mm-hmm. I can arrange for that. Whereas it depends on what I'm doing. By the time Austin gets ready, I'm already into that evening set and I can't mm-hmm. leave. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? So, and he's only comes for an hour and a half or 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. He was fixed.
Whatever. So I would rather give you some compensation above and beyond what we were doing before. Above and beyond before, you know, the trade-off on the car, blah, blah, blah. Separate, it has nothing to do with the house. Mm-hmm. Or you're living it. Because I'm understanding you're about to leave, right?
Well, as soon as I get a place.
Okay. So let's assume that happens tomorrow and you're gone, right? Mm-hmm. What I want to do is have an agreement with you that you're happy with, that you don't have to pay for that car. You can make money with that car. Basic maintenance on that car, like oil changes and little repairs, we'll do here. Okay? You don't have to worry about that. Big expenses, that's another thing. That's mm-hmm. you know, and there have been some expenses that I've taken care of for you over the last year and a half. There's been some you went to your family for, but there's been others that we've covered. Correct. So we'll muddle through that. Okay, I'm not really worried about that. And if your car completely goes kaput because of the miles and the age and whatnot, I'll find another car for you. That's the advantage of this arrangement. You understand? Mm-hmm. Only thing I'm adding to that now, let's assume you're not living here anymore. You're moving today to your new apartment. So new arrangement mm-hmm. is I'm willing to put some money on the table for you coming here more than you were before for all the running around you're doing, for the little bit of extra you got to do in the evenings that's taken away from you making money every single day mm-hmm. to take them home and occasional pickup off, whatever, you know, the way it's been. I'm willing to put some financial consideration on the table for you weekly. Mm-hmm. And I'm also going to continue trying to, you know, I paid you some good money to go drive a vehicle back, that repo. Mm-hmm. So those things will continue, which benefits you, correct? Mm-hmm. All right. So this has got to be win-win. You win, I win. Mm-hmm. Right? So I was thinking, I have an idea in my mind, but I don't know what you were thinking. Have you thought about that?
I just woke up.
Okay. Well.
Whatever you say. I just woke up.
I mean, on the days that you are going to pick up the guys, you know, I think because they're so close, I guess the problem though is you might be way over here yeah. working. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I would say to make it worth your time, you know, $10 a day or something. I don't know, $12 a day.
Okay.
So, I mean, $10 is easy to track. So if you don't do anything today, you go about your business. You know, this is, I think, strictly relating to the boys. Mm-hmm. So if you call and you pick them up and you drop them off, you know, that's $10. And then you, when you take them home, you cash out me $10.
Okay.
Drop them off. They cash out me. You cash out. Now who cares what they say? Now you're getting paid. That could turn into, that's 50, 60. That covers your gas for the week.
Yeah.
Mostly. Depending on.
They.
Yeah. So I don't know. Between that and all the other things that we've, mm-hmm. you know, again, separating the RV and living in. I'm talking about strictly our arrangement with the car and going, hey, you know, Darryl, I need you to go pick up a part for VW. Hey, I need you to pick up the lady with the baby and bring her in. Next week, she's going to get a car back. You know, that stays the same wherever you are, wherever you go, whether you're here or somewhere else. Mm-hmm. The only difference is if you come over here and you pick up the boys and take them, if I pick them up and you take them home, that's $5. If you pick them up and you take them home, that's $10.
Okay.
I think that sounds fair. I mean, but I could be convinced otherwise if you have an opinion on it.
No.
Does that help?
Yeah.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. On another note, do you want me to continue bringing you food from home? Because it seems like you haven't really wanted it. No, you're staying with the diet food. I mean, the fast food mm-hmm. versus the homemade cooking. Because PJ's been taking it.
Yesterday, my doctor told me there's a possibility I have cancer.
Oh no! Of what?
Prostate.
You gotta eat healthier. That has to do. What you eat affects that.
But Monday I have whenever the 16th is, I think I have the lower GI and I can't miss it.
16th?
Mm-hmm.
That's next Tuesday.
And the day before I have to take that stuff too.
But you agree. I've never asked you to inconvenience you. If you said you have a doctor's appointment or any appointment of any kind, I always work around that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Correct? Mm-hmm. So we agree. I'm not the point of frustration for you. No. It's the
attitude of them.
The attitude of them. And so I can help make you slightly happier by giving you some money to offset that. Correct? Mm-hmm. And that takes care of our arrangement. That would take care of our arrangement with the car.
Mm-hmm.
Which includes basic maintenance, and depending on what repairs are, you know, same as before, unless we hit something big. And if we do hit something big, I'll find another vehicle. That's the advantage. Blah, 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 blah. So all of that is encompassing. Is there any questions on that with the car? Okay. RV is totally separate. Okay. On the RV, do you have a place to go? Is it imminent or are you staying? Have you got approved?
We applied for this place. I applied for this place last week, but they haven't given an answer.
So you applied for an apartment complex?
Uh-huh.
And is the helping homeless going to help?
Yeah.
So have they approved it?
Mm-hmm.
So approved from helping homeless, but not necessarily the apartment complex yet. And when will you find that out?
Maybe today, maybe tomorrow, maybe now. I don't know. I haven't checked to see if Taylor hasn't texted me today.
Okay, so you'll let me know when that happens.
Yeah.
So, if it doesn't happen, I'll call someone to fix the microwave. I didn't really realize it was not working from when the sewer backed up the other day. So, but if you're leaving, I'm not going to rush that.
No.
Okay? I mean, I still need to fix it, because just between you and me, when you leave, I'm going to clean it up and move it to my father-in-law's house. My eldest daughter, Heather, is coming, and she's going to live in the backyard at my father-in-law's house. So I'll put a different one like that there. I spent all that money and time and energy getting that septic system up to where it could sustain. So I'm going to continue using that. But I'm not saying you have to leave right now. I'm just saying if you do because you find an apartment, which is great, I just need to know right away because then I'll start making. But if you want to stay, you can stay. I just need to know either way because it'll affect what I end up doing with these other two RVs and a different RV and blah, blah, blah. So I got some things up in the air that I am contemplating. No pressure on you, okay? I just need to know, you know.
Heather was down south and she's moving here.
She's moving back here. She's pregnant.
She got married.
She got married. And she's pregnant. And she doesn't want to have the baby while her husband works ungodly hours. She needs, there's no help down there. So she needs to be here where my wife and our her sisters, my other girls, can help. Yeah. So in this crazy housing market, rent is like crazy high. So I'm going to try to help her out. And, you know, so if you stay, you stay. And I'm going to end up taking those to the auction or something. And I'll end up getting something similar to this for her. And if that don't happen, you know, and you move out, then I will rush that and I'll just clean this one up and use this one. You know, so either way, I just kind of need to know, you know, as soon as you know, don't wait to tell me. It's not going to hurt my feelings. I'm glad you get a place. Hopefully you can make it. And hopefully this new arrangement will help with that, with the car. Okay? Any questions? Anything else you want to discuss with me? So we're not going to get